Fans of audio fiction, I have a fantastic announcement. The Kickstarter for our team's next fiction podcast, Hymns for the Road, has exceeded its funding goal, which means we get to move forward with making the show. I want to thank everyone who backed the campaign and everyone who shared the project. I am so excited to bring this story to life for all of you. If you'd like to know more, there is information on our website, findusalivepodcast.com. Many thanks and much love. We could not have done this without you.
Overwatch Command, there are 24 hours until our next reset. Or what we can hope will be our next reset. There's so much to do in Site 107. Items to inventory, injuries to double check, backup plans to be made. After all, very few of us feel entitled to a perfectly smooth reset this time around. There's a lot at stake. I remain in my office, where I have been for most of the last 30 days or so. I've healed enough that moving around the site via the various ropes and ladders isn't nearly as difficult as it used to be. The cut on my arm opens in places and bleeds occasionally when I'm not thinking about it enough. A few times I've watched the blood start to branch out in ways it shouldn't, but I always wipe it off before it gets too far. Maybe I cut it too close sometimes. But I never let it get all the way there.
They doubled the number of people guarding my door. It's easy enough to figure out why. They don't know if I'm gonna try to breach when we take over. And I can't say I haven't thought about it. It's not like it would really be that hard. I mean, disappearing out of your cell and reappearing someplace else on site. I mean, it's not something they had to deal with much for D1, because he just reappears in D-class containment anyway. It's different for me. I'm not getting teleported back into a locked cell. But I don't think they need to be all that worried, because I'm going to be buried inside my office.
How's it going?
Bad!
Bad?
He's being really uncooperative, and I don't know why.
How?
I don't know. He's being stubborn. He doesn't want to carry anything. I have to ask him like 5 times.
What does he do?
He just bumps into me and growls. He won't go anywhere unless I'm right there watching him. He's a big help with the heavier stuff, but it's taking so much longer than it should. Starting to piss me off. Not you, dump truck. You are an angel.
He doesn't carry anything either.
He has an excuse. He doesn't have anything to carry stuff with. He's just got nubs.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment of our show. Things we are running out of with Dr. Harley. Food. We have very little of it left. Surprisingly, many of our crops survived. But Botany hasn't been putting much effort into anything other than keeping them alive, so we haven't produced much. Should we stay sideways forever, they will try and rebuild the greenhouse and figure out a more efficient method of dealing with our waste buckets. Water is also rather scarce, considering our pipes are not built for our current orientation. Should we stay like this, we will have to continue hauling potable water manually from the recycler in the, I guess it's not really the lowest floor anymore, is it? It's the very far off to one side floor. I'm not even going to pretend I could tell you which way's north right now. Agent Love's Dash 2 Highway Robbery has been assisting with lifting things around in preparation, although he's been rather fidgety lately. I hypothesize this is natural for Dash 2s. The cycle might affect them differently than it affects us. The only Dash 2 we've seen survive multiple resets is Dump Truck, and it is very difficult to tell how Dump Truck is feeling at any given time.
Watch. That means he loves you.
I will take your word for it.
No, bud. Take it up. Up there. Pick it up and take it over there. He's so grumpy today.
Huh. Do you know why?
I don't know. Harley thinks that maybe they get temperamental close to the cycle resetting. Come to think of it, Dump Truck has been extra sticky.
extra sticky?
Yeah, like tape. He keeps sticking to me.
I guess that's a good sign, right?
Sign of what?
That we might still have a reset, if they're reacting cyclically.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't think so?
I guess I wasn't really worried about it in the first place.
How are you not worried?
I don't know. I just feel like it'll probably be okay.
Of all the people I expected to be well-adjusted about this, you were not one of them, I will be honest.
Maybe you don't know me as well as you thought.
Or maybe you're different than you used to be.
Oh, you are so early. Why are you so early?
They don't need me for anything else. I was getting bored and antsy up there.
Well, welcome to my humble abode.
You still haven't taken Klein up on that offer for a less terrible mattress, I see.
Oh, she's got enough to worry about. It would be a pain to get a mattress all the way down here. I'll ask her about it later. Maybe after the reset.
Made any new Dash 1s lately?
No. I told you, I haven't even had the urge to make a Dash 1 for, like, a month.
Doubtful.
Whatever, Harley.
You worried about resetting?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you think you'll reappear in a new place now that you're a Dash 3?
Why would I?
Dump truck did, when he went from potato to creature.
Yeah, and I have a lot of other similarities to dump truck, too, yeah.
You're sticky.
I'm mad sticky.
Anomalous.
Debatably.
But seriously, are we going to be able to trust you? Are you going to do anything crazy?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I don't feel like I'm going to. And if I did, it would be just as much of a surprise to me as it would be to you.
Mm-hmm.
You thinking about what'll happen if it doesn't work?
I'm tossing around the possibility that we'll all die, yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I feel anything about it.
I think I'm getting desensitized to the end of the world. I mean, the world has ended, what, 5 times in here now? Something like that. Everybody talks a big game about how numb to the atrocities you'll get at the Foundation. But a lot of the people I've met who are all jaded and numb to the atrocities were just assholes to begin with.
It's not like I want to die. I don't.
Because, let's be honest, as horrible as it can be, as often as the big bad stuff happens, how many of us actually live through more than one of those events?
I'd like to live if given the option.
Everybody in what's left of Site 107 has probably seen more of the big bad stuff than most Foundation employees.
But on the other hand, I've had a lot of time to think about death. About my death.
The shift, all the resets, the building flipping over. This is the kind of stuff you only experience once.
Everybody thinks I'm going to die here. I'm going to get killed by an anomaly. But there's still the thought in the back of your mind that you won't, actually.
Maybe this is a fucked up thing to say, but at least this one's out of my hands.
And now I've reached the point where death by anomaly is the most likely scenario.
If anything goes wrong with this, if we don't reset, and everything is still terrible, at least it won't be my fault.
And I suppose I'm not as afraid of it as I used to be.
You're not afraid of dying anymore?
Well, on a primal level, yeah. I guess I am. But I've accepted it more. I just hope that when it does happen, it's fast.
Sounds like you've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm tired of being scared, that's all. What's that ever gotten me?
How's your head?
It's...
More water?
No, we're out and I don't want to go all the way back to get more. It'll go away soon. You excited to sleep in your own room again?
Here is fine.
I wish I loved the sleeping bag on the floor thing as much as you do.
Hmm.
You'd probably be good at sleeping in a hammock, wouldn't you?
Hmm?
Don't they sleep in hammocks on boats and stuff?
They don't do that very much anymore. They used to do that a lot, but most ships have bunk beds now. Some of them have half walls, so you don't roll out when the ship tilts. Smaller ships, like for regular people, usually just have normal beds, though. Because you're not getting tossed around by bigger waves as much as in big commercial ships.
You're so smart. You'll be right in here when we reset, won't you?
Yes.
I'll be way upstairs in AB.
Hmm.
They usually takes them a couple hours to clean everything up and get it back to normal. You know, getting injured people to medical and cleaning BC2 out and all that junk.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't understand.
Like, we'd have a good couple hours to ourselves during that, before anybody needs us to do anything.
You usually help Lancaster.
He does not need my help this time. He's gonna have like a billion security guards digging him out because he's dangerous and all that.
Oh.
We wanna maybe meet up? Your room? It's the closest. A little bit of privacy.
Okay.
I'll race you down there. As soon as we reset, I'm gonna start booking it.
Booking it?
Like a race. First one to get there wins.
What do we get if we win?
I don't know. What do you want if you win?
I don't know.
What if I surprise you? I'm really good at surprises.
Nari!
Whatever! I guess I'll just have to get there first. I know what I want, after all.
Oh my god. Should we go to BH4?
Not yet. Give me a few more minutes. They can wait for us.
Okay.
It really is pretty rough in here.
I think it's nice.
You're lying.
A little bit, but, you know, I can sing as loud as I want and nobody can hear me.
They can definitely hear you.
What? No, they can't.
The security guard's right outside the door. Yeah, they can.
It's soundproof.
It's not soundproof. BH9 is soundproof.
Oh, well... Oops.
Oh, if you do end up going insane the second you're out of here, I am going to be very disappointed.
Well, okay, well, so am I. And I'll also be quite disappointed if we all die. I don't think I'm as at peace with that as you are.
I don't think we're all gonna die. I just don't lie awake at night dreading it anymore.
I don't know. Starving. Starving's a pretty terrible way to go.
Better than getting eaten by a Dash 2.
Is it really?
Probably.
But I thought they didn't eat people.
A lot of them have teeth. One can surmise they'd be capable of eating people.
None of them did, during any of the tests.
Oh, that's right.
Do you think highway robbery could eat people?
They didn't test for that. Maybe if Loved asked it to, but... Do Dash 3s eat people?
Oh, we already went over this.
And?
Yeah, they do.
Hey, what's up, bastards?
Welcome!
Ready to die? Because Harley is.
What?
You know what I'm ready for? A drink.
Me too.
Honestly, even Botany Moonshine sounds incredible right now.
Judas!
Will you relax? What do you have against them anyway?
They're evil.
Huh. I always thought you'd get along with Featherman.
I don't know their names on principle, so I do not know who that is.
You know, the one who talks a lot. Kind of fancy... alcoholic, but in denial about it.
Sounds like a freak I have nothing in common with.
But what did they ever do to you?
Well, I had this desk plant once.
Are you serious? Are you serious? You're still mad about the plant?
It is the principle of the plant.
Not gonna miss this stupid fucking ladder.
Hey, you two.
I see you brought your son.
Yeah, he won't stop sticking to me.
Is he sick?
I don't know. He doesn't stick to anybody else, though. Watch.
Don't stick him on me.
He doesn't stick, though, see? He doesn't stick on Ingrid, either.
Ingrid?
Yes.
I didn't know your name was Ingrid. That's adorable.
Old words coming from a man named Wilbur.
Hey.
Wait. Stop. I thought your name was like Edward or something.
Edmund is my middle name, technically.
It's your first name is fucking Wilbur?
Yes.
What? Were you named after the pig from Charlotte's Web?
It was a very important book to my mom's, okay?
You were?
Listen, don't make fun of me. I never bullied you for the cosmic irony that is Agent Love.
Oh, fuck.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. The fuck?
Need to sit down or something, Love?
I said I'm fine.
Love, you are kind of pale.
Whatever. You always look sickly. Go touch grass, nerd.
Perhaps someone should remind you of the harsh reality of our current environment and the presence of grass.
Fine. You have to plant grass next cycle so Lancaster can touch it.
There are no seeds.
Yeah, and I'm not in charge next cycle.
What?
Oh, Kind of forgot you didn't know that.
What the hell, Klein? You're quitting?
I think it's time for someone else to get a shot. Maybe they can do it better than me.
Who?
Alves.
Alves? Are you out of your mind? She's such a hard ass.
Love, we haven't gotten any closer to escaping the whole time I've been leading. Maybe it's time for a hard ass. Besides, she's a lot like you in a lot of ways.
Whatever.
Aww.
What?
Do you care about me?
No! Fuck off!
Love has friends.
Fine, yeah. Whatever, dorks.
I'm glad you can finally admit that moments before our doom.
You have to stop saying everything is our doom.
I'm just anticipating the worst.
Okay, well, the worst would be having more time stuck in here with all of you guys.
Oh, as if I would leave you all alone on the outside. You're never getting rid of me.
What if we die?
Then I'll see you all in hell.
We're Foundation employees. None of us are getting into heaven.
No skippers in heaven. Hey!
Are we? Nari? I'm coming up. Nari? I won. Nari? Nari, come in.
Medical to AB. I repeat, any available medical staff to AB immediately.
Episode 34 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Logan Laidlaw. The voice of Klein is Tasha Ritter. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. Original music by Jackson McMurray. If you like our show and want to support us, follow us on Twitter at Site107 or visit findusalivepodcast.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.